Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. I want to welcome everybody to the call, Friday, September 7th. This is our HMA conference call. Anyone who has not really dived in and looked into the HMA University, there is so much content. I do get questions from consultants, and they've overlooked some of the recordings, and I know there's a lot of information in there, but I would urge anyone to really spend an extra 30 or 40 minutes looking at all those links and all the different content, because you may have questions that just aren't answered and is just sitting there that would be very helpful to you. I also want to mention that I'll be doing a conference call with a gentleman named Paul McCord. And Paul Flood introduced me to him. We're going to be doing some detailed training on referral marketing, so look out for announcement on that. Also, I'm in the process of transcribing both of the HMA trainings. The training is about halfway done, and we haven't started on the more recent training, but we'll have word-for-word transcripts, which will make it easier. Instead of putting a DVD back in or listening for the audio for specific training, you can pull up a PDF and do a search and find exactly what you're looking for. That should be helpful. I want to let you know that the call will be recorded and will possibly be used for promotional purposes, and by participating in the call, you agree and understand that, and I've got the rights to use the call for these promotional and training purposes. Many of the consultants were not able to make the call, but I know we've got Rodney Burge on the line. Welcome, Richard Emmons from Grant Pass, Oregon, Paul Flood out of Cincinnati, Ohio, John Strange from Dallas, and Joe Ratcliffe out of Puyallup, Washington, and Dave Flannery. I don't know, is Dave on the line? Dave said he'd be joining us, and Gary Smith out of Louisiana. But I want to first start the call and ask if there's anyone who'd like to share any kind of new stories on how they were able to get a first client, any new stories or any lessons learned from maybe losing a client, anything at all that would help all the consultants who are listening now and who will be listening in the future on the HMA University, a story or learning lesson that they'd like to share being out there in the real world.
I have a new architect as a client, and I'm working on an IT company that looks like it would be very good, and I got the architect because I attended a Chamber of Commerce trade show last year, and actually, Richard, I had asked you if you would advise having a booth or just working the crowd, and I took your advice and worked the crowd and got a lot of contacts from business owners who had trade show booths, and that's one I just closed, and that's $2,500 per pillar, and we're definitely going with the first four, so that's $10,000 sale for me there.
So how did you actually end up getting them? You were walking the floor and you asked for referrals. Was it a warm referral, or did you approach them cold?
I approached them cold and said, how's business? And he said, it could always be better, and I said, I can help make it better faster. And so we hooked up shortly after that. We had lunch, and this was actually last October, so it was nearly a year, but he had a lot of staff issues that he needed to address before bringing in additional clients. So he's addressed the staff issues, and I've just kept in touch with him via note cards. He's on my email newsletter and phone calls, and just by keeping in touch with him, I went back in and met with him, and so he said, I'm ready to go.
Did you take him through the traditional opportunity analysis presentation?
Yes, I did. And I keep pretty careful notes when I do that, and so when I sat back down with him again, I was able to refresh his memory about the marketing problems that he told me he was having. So that helped quite a bit. And plus, I went to his website and told him what he needed, and I copied those pages in and said, this is what you need to do if you're going to have a website. This really is not helping your business at all. So we're really just getting started on the USP and pretty excited about that.
How do you handle the payment? Did he pay you all four projects at once, or are you doing one at a time? How do you handle the money?
I bill it one at a time, and I'm vacillating on changing that to say I'm going to bill you for two projects at a time, because very often after they get the USP, I've seen if they don't have that immediate result, sometimes they're not as eager to rush ahead. So, yeah, I'm going to change my strategy. I'm going to bill for 2 months up front or two projects up front, because that gets them more committed, and particularly when we do the sales training element of it, they can get the immediate impact on the bottom line.
Richard, do you have any feedback on how you handle the payments? And before you answer that, I want to say, you know, one great thing about Richard is, since we started, I've always said Richard is a guy who's still out in the field, and he's still meeting with clients face-to-face. And I was on the phone with Richard briefly this morning. He said he closed two more clients. And I think that's really valuable that we've got a trainer who's really out there still doing it. Richard, how often are you traveling, and can you talk about your most recent two clients and what can we learn from that?
I just got back from doing some licensing training with North and South Dakota MEP, Manufacturing Extension Partnership, which I've had a great alliance for the last 5 or 6 years as a third-party resource to all of the Manufacturing Extension Partnerships. And we've licensed 9 or 10 of the 50 centers into the system. So I'm on the road doing that, and also one of the Dakotas, we did a workshop and been following up, and we don't have anyone there yet to take care of these clients, and so they're paying me to get up there and to take care of the clients. And so the last couple of days I was out with one of their associates, and they refer me into their clients, and so it's a nice warm relationship. And they were both manufacturers, and one of the things I think we mentioned on maybe one of the last calls is that this lean marketing concept is really powerful with manufacturers. And that is, as we talk to them and we find out they are a little familiar with lean manufacturing and the fact that that gets rid of waste, we're saying the same thing about this marketing system, that it gets rid of waste, that it optimizes assets, that it makes everything more efficient. And these two prospective clients just responded so well to that, and we closed the deals. And it's just fun to be out there and to learn other ways to close and other ways to build the excitement and the need for this system. And I'd say also the key element is that the owners just say, you know, I went to your workshop, I came back, I thought I'd have time to do it, but I just can't do it. And so to all the consultants out there, the execution need is so great. And if you can build that need up among these business owners that, yeah, these ideas, they're fairly common sense, but most business owners just can't get around to them. And they all shake their head and they go, yeah. And so that's why you're brought on board. So, yeah, it's been great. So it continues to be great out there.
Did these two clients go through the MEP training?
Yeah.
All right, so were these clients that didn't want to do it themselves and you were referred to them so you would take them on as one-on-one?
That's right.
So when you met with them, are you using the traditional opportunity analysis?
Oh, you bet.
Same way you've been using it?
Same way you've been doing it.
Now, are you saying lean marketing? Are you saying that you have found that people are responding to the, I guess, phrase lean marketing because it's easy for them to relate what it is compared to maybe hidden marketing assets?
Right, right, and yet they're the same thing. I'll use both terms throughout the analysis and assessment. I'll use both terms. I'll talk about lean marketing, and they understand lean because of their association education in lean manufacturing.
And that's something that manufacturers understand.
That's huge in the industry.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the lean that came from Toyota years ago, learned some manufacturing. And so that whole Toyota lean manufacturing is all about getting rid of waste on the process floor and waste in the inventory and getting rid of waste in quality inspections and mistakes and things like that. Well, that's what we're doing in this HMA system, getting rid of waste. We're getting rid of processes that aren't working, and it's all done by optimizing assets. in the process of optimizing assets, you're automatically getting rid of a lot of problems. So if you're out there, consultants, the manufacturing industry is still hungry for help. And if you're at all familiar with it or want to get involved, I think it's wide open for everybody.
With these clients, did you sell four projects at a time? Can you talk about how you closed the deal?
One of them, yeah. The third one, the reason I was up there is finishing up a fourth step, and we signed them on for four more. So there's an eight-step project.
How do they pay? Four at a time?
They pay a step at a time.
Once they do one step, has it been a challenge? You know, like Paul's thinking about changing it.
You know, Paul, you bring up a great point, and early on it was a challenge. Now, the more experience you get and the better USPs you generate, and the more excitement you generate around a USP, you'll find that less of a problem. But
okay.
I do agree with you that if all of you early on wanted to tie two together, that's probably a good idea if you're having the same challenge. But I just haven't. Doggone it, I just crank out great USPs. They just say, let's charge ahead. We'd be stupid not to. Because it takes a little practice, and you'll get more of it. But I appreciate, and I had the same challenge early on. So those were some of the things I did. I charged two projects or three at a time. One thing you want to do is tie your guarantee to all four, okay? In other words, I'll guarantee my performance, but I got to do all four steps. So if you stop after one, I can't guarantee anything for you. It's another way to kind of tie them into you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great out there in the manufacturing area. These manufacturers have just taken care of my practice for the last 6 years, so it's just been great.
And they've all been based on referrals and all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, strong alliance with this association.
In the email that I sent out for the announcement of this call, I talked about some possible new opportunities to generate income as an HMA consultant without working with clients one-on-one. And, Richard, I'd like you to talk about some of the things that you have available that's resulted from some of the training you did for the Dell platform and explain some of the opportunities available to some of the consultants who choose to take advantage of that.
Sure. About 6-7 years ago, as I started to raise my fees, I found out more and more small businesses, I couldn't work with them one-on-one. So we went to work and put together the 7 steps to a lot more sales manuals. Those are all now completed with a bonus step on internet marketing. So there's 8 manuals, 7 steps plus the bonus step. We've also recorded DVDs of those manuals and going through those manuals in training. And that's the course that got accepted and put into the Dell and some IBM channel platforms on their online management system.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Well, let me interrupt. I want to make a note that probably most of the consultants on the call have received those workbooks in their package.
Okay, great.
And this is not to be confused with the group training DVDs. This is a different set of DVDs that Richard's done with Dell and IBM.
Right. So what we've got now are those manuals and the DVDs, and then we also recorded 5 hours of using and going through those manuals for a web course. So that's now online, and that's the one that's in the Dell program and the IBM program. And we are now making that and developing an affiliate program where all of the HMA consultants could, if they want, and they qualify, and they've got to go through Michael to do that, but you can become an affiliate and have those for sale as well. So if you generate traffic to the site and they purchase as an affiliate, you're getting 40% commission. So the pricing is $149.95 for the core four, $149.95 for the big four, and then it's $249 for all 7 steps, and it's $295 for the web course.
That's what the client will pay.
That's right. That's what the pricing is for the products. And you, as an affiliate, are paid 40% of that. So that's the program we're working on. If you get a second level under you, you would get 10%. And so it's going to be a two-tier affiliate program. And let me just say what's happening right now in that arena is I'm having a second meeting with a credit union here in my area that brings on 90 business accounts a month. And I did a workshop for the credit union about a year ago, but I didn't have these products ready to go. Now they are, and I'm back talking to them, and they want to be an affiliate, and we're working to set that up and offer this to their 90 accounts every month that come on board. So those are some opportunities out there, banks, credit unions, chambers of commerce. We're all looking as possible affiliates, and of course all the HMA consultants as well.
How else could the consultants use this if they're out meeting with clients, and let's say clients don't want to do one-on-one consulting or they don't have the money? How would you approach that?
Yeah, so now you have three ways to help them. One is you can send them to the site upon your qualification. Michael will give you to do that, and they buy and you get paid your 40%, and you can just sell the product that way. Second is you could take them and sell them to the web course and say, just do it all online. Don't need any manuals. Be good to have the manuals with the web course, but not necessary. It's the same web course that Dell uses on their online management systems. So you could send them there. Third is you could gather 10 to 15 businesses together and take them through the manuals as a group. And we've done several of those where you'd make a presentation to a chamber of commerce, and then you'd go around and sign up 10 businesses at $500 a piece to go with you once a week for 2 hours and go through the steps that way. So the group training is still a very valid way to do it. And on that basis, you just purchase manuals wholesale from Michael and then include them in your pricing for your group training. So we've just now got a lot of different ways for you to generate ongoing income.
All right, very good. Does anyone have any questions on that? Rodney, anything on that?
Yes, I do. At the bottom of the pyramid, the people who want to do it totally themselves, that would be the web training course, correct?
That's an option, yes.
Okay. And for that particular option, they would pay the $295.
Right.
And all the materials, everything that they need is online.
That's correct.
Okay. And it's self-paced.
5 hours.
So now in that 5 hours, how much of the HMA system do they go through?
All 8 manuals. 7 steps plus the bonus steps.
Roddy, the manuals you have, they're going through the set of manuals, not the 3-ring binders, but the small ones that are folded, you know, the 7 steps.
Right. So they're basically talked through those 7.
Yeah, it's me instructing them.
Okay. Would it be possible to offer those, well, let's see, that would just be a referral. We're not actually working with those people. I was looking at the possibility for those people actually going through that, because those people might be similar to people who are sitting in a presentation, a workshop, and later on they may decide that, you know what, I need some help. So
yes.
I'm thinking that they need a way to be able to get that to the person that sent them there, or maybe follow up by the HMA consultant down the road, because if the person may not think it's worth paying the money for the one-on-one, but after going through it, realizing the value of it, and realizing that maybe they can't implement it themselves.
That's right.
Right, okay.
I think what he's asking, how can he know that if he's presenting and sells that to a client, to someone, how can he be sure that that lead will come back to him?
Well, he needs to stay in touch with that lead. I mean, he'll know based on the affiliate sale that it's his sale.
Okay.
So you'll have record of that.
Okay.
And that's then your opportunity to stay in touch and follow up and close additional business.
Now, the next level above that are people who actually get the manuals, the actual physical booklets, and they get the DVDs, and
they go through the course that way.
So the DVDs, is that an enhanced version of the web version?
No, it is the web version.
Okay, so it's the same.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there a landing page for that?
What we want to do is those of you that are interested and might be interested in being an affiliate, send your email request to Michael. Then
I'll send you the link.
He'll send you the link.
Okay, very good. I think that's going to be a great opportunity for the consultants who want to use some leverage in marketing that. And certainly some of the tools like the articulate presentation could be a great tool to sell that automatically online and then just have an affiliate link built on to the very last page of that presentation. That's some automated marketing you can use. You could take that articulate presentation, and if anyone hasn't customized and taken advantage of getting that presentation customized, that's the articulate presentation where Richard and I role play, that is available to all consultants. And there is a place on the HMA University where the PowerPoint presentations are at the very bottom of that page. There are instructions of exactly what I need from you to make that presentation your own. You can add reports to it. You'll add your photo, your email address. I'll do an audio introduction with your voice introducing the presentation. We'll customize the very last slide of that presentation with a call to action that takes them to wherever you want them to go, whether it's to call you or your website if you have one, or even that affiliate link. That can be a great way to market something like that. And anyone who's interested, just email me and I will send you the link where you can review some of these products in more detail. I've got a few questions that came in by email from consultants who couldn't make the call. And maybe Stuart or some of the UK consultants could give me some feedback on this. It was going to be for Dave Flannery. Is Dave on the line? Okay. This is from Jonathan Baines of Profit Solutions out of the UK. And he says, do you have any suggestions about softening the marketing messages in USP to fit with a British audience? You have a very different business mindset to those in the States. I guess the British have a different mindset than those in the States. The initial feedback on our upfront marketing message in USP is that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We're using the basic HMA system message. We use the system testimonials to build credibility, but unfortunately, as we are just starting up, we don't have many UK testimonials of our own. Stuart, what's your take on the message for businessmen in the UK? Do they perceive it differently? Is it too strong in your opinion?
Well, I mean, as you know, Michael, I decided to tone it down a little. I mean, I find Dave Flannery's 20% growth in 20 days aggressive and decided for here to go with 20% growth in 90 days. And I've tried that out on a few people I know. And they all in this country think that is quite aggressive. And they're all interested in knowing more about how that's achieved. So I've found that in my small sample over the last week, 10 days, to be aggressive enough here for the people I've talked to. Personally, I feel more comfortable with that, with saying 20% in 90 days.
Right.
You know, I think that's fine to hear myself.
Yanning, how about you? Any feedback on that USP or attitudes for potential clients in the UK? Do you think it's different?
Yeah, to be honest, with me, I go with the 25 to 100% within 90 days. I think if I went with 20% in 20 days, people would find that too aggressive. So that's what I do as well. But I think really the area where we really will help in the UK is really on the testimonials. I've stepped a bit further. But I think what really would really help is if you could farm together some UK-based testimonials, that would really make a big difference. Because, and maybe even Irish testimonials from Dave Flannery as well would help. Just that UK people very much, it's just not invented here, it didn't happen kind of thing. So that would really help.
That's a great idea. I will do that. And I know we have a lot of UK and Irish testimonials, so I will do that. That's a great idea. I appreciate it.
So there's one other thing, Michael. UK people, in many respects, I suppose, are a bit suspicious of things coming out of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
America's viewed as very hypey, you see, and things are blown up a bit out of proportion. In some respects, it's probably better, I think, here to tone down the fact that everything's come from America.
Yeah, I was watching an interview with Richard Branson on US TV, and I think the interviewer was stating that just in the hour he had made something like, $2 million just in the hour, and he was real embarrassed by it. And he mentioned the same thing, that talking about the money you make is not polite, and it's kind of frowned upon, I guess, in the UK.
Michael, I have a question, and that is the guarantee. You can go with that, but I've never guaranteed 25, 100, 1,000% increase in 90 days. My guarantee has always been I'll cover my fees. I'll cover what you pay me, guaranteed, or I'll keep working with you until you're satisfied. Now, that's been enough for the States and me, and so if that's a softer one that might get more of the UK business owners on board, you can soften it with that.
Yeah, I want to say I think you had, or at least on the articulate presentation, how to grow your business 10 to 30% in the next, I think it was 90 days, 60, 90 days without advertising.
That's possible, but it's never been guaranteed.
That's true. When Dave was developing that USP, he asked me for some advice, and he was running some ideas by me. And since he started out cold prospecting, I suggested, we came up with that 20% in 20 days, and I don't want to say that's the whole USP of the system. The reason we did that, and it was very effective, the purpose of a headline in a sales letter, the only purpose of a headline is to get the reader to read the next line. And that 20% in 20 days is enough to get someone's eyes to go wide open and say, well, how do you do that? And that was the purpose and the reason why he did that. And it was very effective in doing that. Then he could qualify as he took the prospect through the presentation and go into the guarantee. But it's really an intention getter. It's kind of like Herbalife, the big multi-level marketing company, a very successful way in them promoting is they'd wear a big button, you know, a pen on their shirt that said, lose weight now, ask me how. You know, that was an intention-getting device. Dave Flannery has said he had to change that 20% in 20 days due to someone had a trademark, and supposedly the trademarks are very strict in Ireland, so he is in the process of changing that. It worked for him.
Yeah, and I think that's important for everyone to recognize is the difference between a headline and a guarantee, and that's kind of what you just described, and that's what I use for my headline. How to grow your business 25, 100, 1,000% in 60 to 90 days.
Do you say without additional?
Yeah, without spending more money.
On advertising.
On advertising. So that's an effective headline, and then the guarantee is different.
Michael, this is Rodney. There's another way that statement, the guarantee in 60 days or whatever, if that's more aggressive, if that's too aggressive for that particular population of business owners, it can be softened and turned around also another way. Would be to ask the owner what is his idea of solid growth. In other words, just ask the owner what some owners might say, you know what, I'd love to have 10% over the next 12 months. Other owners would say, I'd love to have 10% over the next 6 weeks. You know, in other words, let them quantify for themselves what their idea of growth is, what's believable. And then, of course, depending on how believable it is, how doable it is, you just sort of, okay, well, this is how we do that.
Yeah, that's also, I'm trying to manage the growth. I ran into that with my insurance agent where I did a survey and request for referrals, and he sent it out to 900 of his accounts he hadn't been in touch with in a while, and 160 have come in saying, use me for referrals. So we had to slow everything down so he can get in touch with the clients who said, yeah, I'll give you a referral. So,
really. Paul, can you tell that story? Because I think that's really important. It's extremely powerful, that endorsement. Can you describe what happened on that?
Yeah, it's my own insurance agent. I gave him an opportunity analysis last year, and at the time he didn't think he was positioned to handle the growth, and he's got some internal things done where he was set to do it. So I basically created a sales letter and a survey for him to reconnect with his customers. And I also, as part of the project, I made it a two-part project, which was the USP as well as the first database mailing. And out of the 900 that he sent out...
So it was sent out in the mail.
Sent out in the mail, existing and past clients.
You wrote it, but coming from him.
I wrote it, exactly. I wrote it, and it was coming from him. And the first week, 120 came in. And since then, about another 40 have come in. So let me back up. Out of the 900, about 200 have come in, and 160 have said, I will be happy to give you referrals. And I also put that place on the survey for testimonials, and he's got about 150 testimonials along with those letters, including permission to use those testimonials in his marketing materials.
So it was a letter out to his client asking for referrals and testimonials.
It was a combination. He does a thing, he calls it the Reese Review, which is a review of your insurance needs and your position and what type of coverage do you have, and just a lot of questions that he needs to have to update his files. It was about a page and a half, and at the bottom I sort of big blocked out, basically asking for a testimonial, and then underneath that, may we contact you so we can help your friends and relatives as well in saving money and improving their coverage. So I said, this is basically the first part of the system is to reconnect with customers. And it blew him away. It absolutely blew him away. And now he's giving me referrals all over the place. He's telling people, you've got to talk to this guy. You wouldn't believe the results I got with him after, you know, just a couple weeks.
Did it reactivate some of his clients?
Pretty much most of them were active clients because, you know, he's had their insurance for a long time. But he's getting back in there to upgrade and cross-sell and upsell. He's got new products and programs and services He's added casualty and disability and life to his line, so he wants to contact these people to upsell them on his new line and to get the referrals from.
I think that's really smart what you did and how you did it by combining that referral letter with the USP. And I think a lot of consultants are hesitant or maybe a little bit uneasy about approaching a client and selling that USP because sometimes that USP isn't going to bring in that instant dollars, that quick cash where you can prove the results. Was that your positioning by combining the two?
Yes, and it was also on the advice of what Dave Flannery had said, that he had learned to get into the database as part of a first project. So when the database project did come along, that he made sure he had names to work with. So I just modified that strategy to someone who does have a fairly large active client base.
So how did you package that and how did you charge for those two at the same time?
Well, I also had the card program in there as well, so I'm getting revenue from that. And so the total project was $2,500, including the card program. And he's also a friend of mine, and I've told him that part of my compensation would be referrals, and he's doing that for me. I am getting referrals from him.
Okay, great.
Then the next step is he's contacting the 160 clients. Actually, we're sending out a card thanking them for offering to give the referrals to them, and he's going to be contacting them within the next week or so to get the names, and we gave them a reminder that they agreed to give the referral. We gave them some suggestions on who to think of. Then we also have a system for getting in touch with those referrals, sort of a warm introduction, that the person who made the referral, we have cards going out in their name to their friends and relatives saying, I just had a great experience with an insurance agent, and you've got to talk to this guy. He saved me money and improved my coverage. I've asked him to contact you. And then the third set of cards is going out. It's from my insurance agent to those people he was referred to, saying, your so-and-so brother or sister asked me to contact you because they thought I could help you with your insurance needs. And so we have a series of things to keep in touch with those people.
Richard Emmons, let me just jump in right here because I have a similar situation to two of my clients where one of them I combined USP with a trifold brochure. That gave him something tangible. What he thought he needed was a trifold brochure, but I knew what he needed was a USP and client testimonials. And so by combining the two, he got what he wanted and needed, and he was very happy with the results. Second client, he's a printer, and most of the blue chip clients in town use him for all their printing needs, and he wanted me to do a TV commercial because he's got the fastest printer in Southern Oregon for doing signs and banners and things like that. So I'm going to help him create a TV commercial, and he's also going to help me market to his clients because he's got about 500 clients, but he thinks about 40 of them could use my services, so he's going to help me promote a group training event that I'm going to do. So that's two examples for me that if I had tried to rigidly stick to the system, I either would have disappointed them or I wouldn't have gotten the business. So that's one of my pieces of advice for the brand new consultants is that you need to be flexible and you need to keep in mind, though, that the USP is the foundation. So you have to get them to buy into that one way or the other or else they're going to run into problems down the road.
Thanks, Richard. Richard Johnson, can you talk a little bit about that, especially for the new consultants just coming on, how the system's designed to be flexible and how it's really important to listen to the prospect, evaluate his needs, and design a system around just what Richard Emmons is talking about?
Yeah, that was great, Richard. I think you hit it dead on. And that is, it really is your ability to read and understand the client's needs and what motivates and drives the client. And your point is exactly right. Don't let the steps of the system manipulate your response to the client. Let the needs and response to the client manipulate the system is what you need to do. So here's what I do upon reading every client, any new prospect I'm in front of. I'll usually start with the steps of the system, and you've got to get good, like Richard said, of helping them make sure they buy into that USP, because if they don't want to do that, you need to not take them on. It's that serious. That without a USP, anything you did would almost be a disservice to the client. So if you can do that and they buy into that and then they see the logic of step two and step three and they're okay in waiting for the results, that's how I'll proceed.
Then some clients you might read would say, oh man, I gotta have something quick. I gotta get going quick. I can't wait that long. Then I think Paul's example was great. Combine the USP with database, because database is probably the biggest other asset sitting in the business, and you can get some immediate results. So I think it's important to always go and base it on what the client is telling you. The way I sell it is, I usually can be okay with the client seeing the logic of the steps and being patient, and most of them are that way. But there are a few. In that case, you need to take those steps and manipulate it that way. For example, I think, was it Paul Flood? Who was it that talked about USP and then sales training?
Yes, that was me, Richard.
Yeah, because sales training can have an immediate impact. So steps one and two, if there's sales training and you want to increase the conversion rate of what's happening currently, that's pretty fast. If I were to say the impacts I've had with clients, it's steps one and two that always get me there in 60 to 90 days. And maybe then a few that the database comes along and we reactivate past clients, that can be very fast. So manipulate the system according to the client need and the client want. And if you can't meet the client's expectation, then you might not want to take them on.
Okay, great. I've got a question from Wayne Black out of Australia. I'll direct it to Richard Johnson and then anyone else, Paul, or anyone who wants to add their two cents. Hi, Michael. When I'm trying to calculate an average sale price, conversion rate, etc., for a customer's business as a baseline to measure increases, if the business has a large range of expensive and not expensive products and or services, should I calculate an average for each product or service or similar groups, or do an overall average of the whole business and all its products and services anyway?
Well, my answer is that you have different averages. So if he's got different product lines that are a range of pricing, because your marketing's probably then going to create increases in those different product lines. So you'd want averages that match those prices.
All right, and another note, and I know we've talked about it in a previous call, but I'll bring it up again. So let's say you've got a company like that with multiple lines, multiple categories, and you approach them to do consulting, and you've got the USP project. But this company could have three or four different USPs based on the different lines. How do you handle that?
You charge for that in your proposal.
For each line, would you charge them four different USPs?
You bet. If each line is significant enough that you need one. I just finished up with a client that's in the power washer business, and he has four or five lines of power washers and different uses, mining, construction, and transportation, and all that. We were able to find a USP that crossed all the product lines. So sometimes you can do it that way. Other times, though, you might need to tweak the USP a little bit to match a product line. So it's happened both ways, I guess, is my answer. And that is that sometimes the USP can cross the lines. And so I have. I've charged extra, not a full project price. I won't charge four projects for four USPs. I'll just charge a little extra for that one project because I've got to create the other USP.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Okay, but if we're integrating, let's say the guy needs four different USPs and you're in the integration step, how do you come up with which USP you're going to integrate? And if it's four different ones, you don't really have one that covers the whole business. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's likely then that he's got maybe four different salespeople, and each one needs to have an integration for themselves. It may be that he's running four different ads for those four different lines. So, yeah, you've got integration across four different areas.
That's true. He may be advertising in different areas.
Right. So you've got to just be aware of that and charge for that if it's going to be required.
Just a note, you mentioned a power washer. I did an interview with a guy out of Australia in the sales management industry, and I remember a specific case study how he increased the sales of this power washer company with their nozzles. You may be interested in listening to that. There's a section called Selling Audio Series in the HMA University, Richard, because it's a great story, and he had some dramatic increases with positioning their their nozzle for their power washers.
This is Richard Emmons. Just a quick suggestion, because I was getting bogged down in doing the opportunity analysis, because they have three lines of business, and you keep asking the same question three times. And what I'm doing now is I want to find out what's the biggest part of their business, where the most opportunity is, and if I can do a little research in advance and walk in there, what I need to do is to steer the conversation to where it can be most fruitful. And the opportunity analysis is to educate them. And if you try to diffuse it by talking about three different divisions, it takes a lot longer and it's more confusing for them. And if you're able to sell them on one of the divisions, then the profits from that one will pay for the other one. So you're not trying to make it a $10,000 step to do four USPs.
That's a great point, Richard. The opportunity analysis becomes a way for the consultant to find the hot buttons. And if that's one division to start with, and that's simple and it's easy for them to understand, then start there and don't complicate it. So that's great advice.
And that's what that opportunity analysis is for. If you come across a business that could literally be represented as four different businesses, you may not want to take them on or position your consulting practices. Look, you really have four different businesses under one roof. I'll do consulting for your most profitable or the section that you choose and break it up. Then you've got potentially three additional clients. You know, the same client, but three times that if you can perform on the first division. Why wouldn't he hire you for the others? Any other questions for Richard or Paul or anything at all?
Richard Emmons, the client that I referred to before about combining the USP and the brochure is a financial planner, and he's just informed me that his compliance department won't allow any client testimonials to be used.
Oh, man, Richard. I just had that, too. I had a financial planner, and that's right. Everybody needs to know that that industry has to go through compliance. It's a bugger, it's not fun, it's frustrating because they almost don't let anything happen. So, and that's right, he shut us down on testimonials. But what they did allow was a referral card that the financial planner could give to clients to use and hand out that referred my client to them. Didn't endorse him, didn't give a testimonial, but it did allow him to refer. And Paul's going to probably run an ad with the insurance as well. So a lot of this stuff has to run by compliance.
Is that a card that he would give to his clients that they could then give to their friends?
That's right.
Okay.
It's a very simple card. It'll have a picture of the financial planner on the front with his logo and then just a little paragraph that says, I wanted to introduce you to Bill McMullen, who has handled my retirement issues. I'd recommend that you give him a call for a complimentary consultation. I'm sure you'll find him as helpful as I have. That's it. Just a short little paragraph that's referring the friend to the planner.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You bet. And that got through compliance.
Hi, Yanny. Are you with us still? Rodney, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Oh, there we go. Yanny, I just wanted to ask, have you had any challenges? Have you been able to get a client yet or done a couple opportunity analysis?
Well, I've got one main client at the moment, and a lot of what you've been mentioning on this call actually resonates with me, really. The client is a massage therapy training school, and she's just got so many lines of business. It's crazy. So I've done the USP, but very much at a company level. So I did the USP at company level. Then I've done the USP for her primary product, okay? And I've gone through integrating it. One thing she really wanted quite early was she wanted a sales letter. So I wrote her a sales letter, which is performing quite well as well. So that's going quite well.
All right, very good.
Good. Michael, this is Rodney. I got another question. Say if we wanted to do a live group delivery, not live, but say like in a teleclass format where it's a teleseminar, you've got 15 people who have their 7 steps manuals. We sent them the manuals, and it's a value added because the consultant can answer questions along the way and do like little case studies and things like that. What would be an approximate charge per person?
I've always been right around a $500 per person charge.
Okay.
All right. Then you'd want to have a minimum of about 10 people.
Okay.
So that's a $5,000 deal, and you're going to take 2 hours for about 6-7 weeks to go through the 7 manuals. So that's how I would structure that. I'd be available for 2 hours. I'd send them home with assignments to fill out the manuals and the questions in the manuals and come back with those answered. And that makes your 2 hours efficient and you're coaching and you're not waiting for them to answer questions.
So you could do volume one, week one, and send them home to do their USP. Come back in volume two and send them home with the assignments there. So you should generate $5,000 and about 15 hours. How much is that an hour?
About $320.
There you go.
That sounds like a good deal.
That's a great deal. And I've done about seven of those in my career where we've had that exact kind of situation. They couldn't afford me one-on-one, and so we set up the group, but we didn't do it unless we had at least 10, and it was about 2 hours a week for about 6-7 weeks, and a couple of those ended up retaining me for one-on-one work, smaller scale, but a little bit. So they're a great source of revenue for clients that can't afford you one-on-one.
Because I'm thinking that those people, you can always charge an hourly. If they've been diligent and done the homework, basically you're just like sort of maybe fixing it up here and there, and maybe you can charge a flat hourly rate to do that for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another way to package it. And so some clients like the hourly. They want to know what you're going to charge. I've never really done it that way. When they ask me what I charge per hour, I say I just don't do that. It's per project. And that's usually been enough to dissuade them. But you're right. If some would like it that way, it's another way to do it.
A good incentive for them to pay attention and do the homework is to tell them that your hourly fee is $200 an hour.
Right.
They'll probably get the homework done.
That's probably right.
Actually, it's not a bad deal because my approach probably would be, okay, you can't afford me one-on-one. However, you can make enough money going through the program yourself to make the money to buy the consulting hours at the other end. And
sure.
Then we can continue to flush it out over a period of time.
Sure. Now, Michael, all of the HMA, do they get the 10 DVDs that have the group training?
Yes, they do.
All right. So all of you have a recording of me taking a business group through that training. And you should just watch those and then, you know, watch week one and then go do it. Watch week two and go do it. It's just another way for you to make income.
Richard Emmons again. As far as the manuals for the group training, what manuals would we get and can we customize them so that they have our logo on it and so forth?
Yeah, Michael and I have talked about that, and you would buy them wholesale from Michael, and he buys them from me. Then we are allowing you to put something like authorized reseller or authorized licensee with your logo on the front.
Okay, great.
So that's no problem.
It's Ian Yulsey here from the UK. Regarding the manuals, a bit of a UK slant, a lot of examples from the ones I've seen in the past were very American. Is it possible, and I'd be happy to do this, you know, to tailor the manuals for the UK?
Well, what would that entail?
It would be just changing some of the examples, you know, putting some UK-based examples. When there's an example that talks about Walmart, for example, it's in a UK company instead.
Okay.
They'll be there soon, don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time you make the change, I'll have their first store there.
Yeah.
Let me and Michael talk about that, and we'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Are these the same manuals that you talked about before?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
This is Paul again. I had a question on the MEPs. What level of person did you contact to get in there? Because we have in Southern Ohio, it's called TechSolve, and it's a high-technology incubator and support. Who would I start with?
You would try to get to the director. Each one of them has a director.
Okay.
And the way I got in is the Utah director endorsed me to all other 50 of them.
Oh, okay.
Because we'd had some great impact for the Utah MEP. And Ohio, I've not had discussions with TechSolve, but they're huge. There are several centers out there in Ohio.
Yes.
And that'd be a great one to try to get into. But you got to get with the director. He or she is the one that's running the show.
Okay. Is there a name I could drop from the person in Utah who endorsed our HMA?
Oh, sure. Dave Sorensen. David Sorensen is the director of Utah.
Okay.
And then if you need others, we can get some of the other centers that have licensed. We've licensed the Dakotas, West Virginia, South Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana, Puerto Rico, Northwest Wisconsin, and Southern California.
Okay. And when you say endorse, what does that entail?
They bought a license from 21st Century Marketing System, which allows them to offer the system in their area.
Oh, okay.
To other manufacturers, or to their clients.
Okay. And then what does that entail?
What do they offer?
They do what you do. They go out and consult with their manufacturing clients.
Oh, okay.
I went and charged them for 3 days of training. So they paid a license fee plus 3 days of training.
Okay.
Are they bringing in to their facility small businesses where they're doing the training, they're providing the workbooks and your new set
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I just got an order for 80 sets from Arkansas.
80 sets. So 80 sets of the workbooks. So the trainings are live. Like when you did that group training, are you going to be offering the DVDs?
Well, they just have the same options that all of you do, and that is that they can do group training, they can do one-on-one, and now they also be able to offer the web course.
How many businesses would you say through all your MEPs are being trained in the system a month?
I have no idea, but a lot, yeah.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. Because these MEPs, are they constantly bringing in new businesses?
Oh, yeah. They're charged from the federal government and the state government to go out and help small manufacturers to grow. And so they're using the system to go out and help their clients, these manufacturers, do just that.
Richard, you know what would be helpful? I'll put together more testimonials for the system from the UK and Ireland, as many as I can. I know they're out there. But even with your MEPs, is that something you can bring in, some new testimonials, some new stories that the consultants can use as leverage?
I'm gathering those as we speak.
When we charge them a license, so we give them the training and then charge them a licensing fee? And
oh, no, you're not authorized to license them.
Oh, okay.
No, but because we haven't licensed Ohio, you're welcome to go out and work with them. If they don't want a license, that's fine, but you're welcome to get referrals from them. All of you should check into your local manufacturing extension partnership and just be available as a third-party resource. All of them work with third-party experts. They don't bring them on and hire them as employees, but they have expertise in areas that they contract for. It's just as part of your own marketing. You should visit these groups and associations in your area and let them know that you could be a third-party resource to them.
Great advice.
I'm looking at their membership list, and just Southern Ohio is a very large list.
Yeah. I know Ohio is about the most populated. The directors there, Paul, have gotten offers from me to license, so they might be somewhat familiar.
Okay.
But maybe not.
As the 21st century marketing?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I wanted to ask before we end the call, you know, what could Richard and I be doing more of to make this training even better? What kind of training or experts would you like to see me bring in and interview in detail? Is there any feedback on that? Because I'm looking for you guys out in the trenches. What would you like to know more of? Where do you feel like maybe there's some weaknesses in the system that you'd like additional training on? Any feedback on that?
It's Yanni Utica in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I have two recommendations, really. The very first one is it would be very useful if there is some sort of interactive forum where we can interact with each other on the net.
Okay.
That way, if you know you've got a question, you've got a problem, you know, you can bounce it around. That would be very useful. The second piece, I don't know how this one easily works. Maybe you can do this with the DVDs, but is there anything that we can easily give to our client from when we engage so that they can be educated as we work with them? That would sort of reduce the amount of hours we have to spend with them to educate before we execute on modules. That would be very useful as well. But maybe the DVDs is the way around, you know, to be able to give them something, put something in their hands, to say, look, go watch this, even though we're working together.
Sure.
So not spend a lot of time educating them on each step.
Right. Well, we have that tool, and that's what I talked about earlier. Yanni, do you ever remember watching that Articulate presentation? It was a combination.
Yes.
Okay, that tool, like I said, we can customize that. You can get your face on there, your email. That can become your own presentation. That tool is very complete, Richard and I role-playing, and it takes that person through the entire HMA system, the same system that they have hired you to implement all the steps. It's very complete, and that should do a very thorough job in pre-qualifying prospective clients and pre-educating them and getting them familiar with the steps of the system that you're performing for them. And you can can put that on a DVD or on a CD or have it hosted online where all you got to do is send them an email. You can send them an email not only to the beginning of the presentation, there's something like 30 different sections, different slides. You can send them an email that gives them a link directly to each section of that presentation. So if you need to go over something with them, say specifically on the three ways to grow or the USP or the database or reactivation or joint venture, you can remind them and educate them what you're going to be performing by sending them a review of that specific section without them having to watch the whole thing. So that's available. That tool is wonderful. There's another tool. It's an overview of the 7 steps to a lot more sales. It was something Richard produced years ago, and they were interviews with success stories, and it basically reviews the whole 7 steps. I took the audio from it, Richard, and it's a 30-minute audio presentation that goes over everything that can be used as pre-qualifying. And also, like I said, you really need to look in the HMA University. On the first page of the HMA University, if you scroll down, as consultants are using JV letters, endorsement letters, promotions, press releases, Paul submitted a great press release. He's got newsletters. I make those available with the permission of the consultant, and I put those up. So as we've got consultants using and creating even new pieces that are working and generating clients, those are all posted on the HMA University. You can download them, look at them in Microsoft Word or PDF, and modify those and use those for your own practice.
Okay, great.
But thank you for that. The forum is something I'll consider.
For anybody who does want to see a sample of my e-newsletter, you can go to my website and see how I've structured it on the autoresponder.
Yeah, you can give that web address, Paul.
PaulFloodMarketing.com.
And, Paul, you've got the articulate presentation customized, don't you?
Yes.
That's on the website, too?
Yes, it's the online seminar link.
Online seminar, so you can see how Paul's using that articulate presentation. Have you been able to leverage your consulting using that at all, Paul? How are you using that, if at all?
I can't say I've gotten a lot of people to watch it. People have said, oh, well, yeah, I keep trying to get to it and just haven't.
Okay.
If I get the conversations, the fact that they look at the website and they see how I have all that stuff on it, it does help because I have had a lot of people say, yeah, I looked through your website before you came out here and I learned a real lot about marketing. So it gives me that little bit of leverage and obvious expert going in.
Very good. And you can use the resources at hardtofindseminars.com or the Executive Audio Institute. Like I said, anyone who wants the 8 pages of my audio recordings customized with their banner, it's all hosted on my site, but you have access to those audio recordings. So if you have a client who needs extra training in a certain subject, you can certainly direct them directly to an audio interview that pertains to that subject, whether it's pricing, USPs, referrals, and just give them added value. Value training, you know, even in addition to the stuff you're doing for them. They'll appreciate that.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks.
Any other advice, suggestions? How can we make this system better?
Well, Michael, I would just follow up on what you just said. When you go to hardtofindseminars.com and hardtofindads, you just pull out little snippets of that and tell clients about that. It blows people away. That's the most amazing site on the net, I think, as far as marketing and business resources. There's nothing that compares to it.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Well, that's going to wrap it up unless anyone has anything else. Okay, well, I'm going to officially conclude our September 7th HMA conference call. I want to thank everybody for participating. I think we covered a lot of good points and good information. Again, anyone who has any interest in the resources that Richard talked about in reselling the 7 steps or the training that he's produced for Dell and IBM, please email me. I'll send you a link that will take you to the product description. You'll see exactly what it all entails. Just shoot me an email. And I'll get that to anyone who's interested. And Richard, thank you for making the call. I know you had a rough night and you're just fresh off the plane, and I appreciate it as always. So for any of the consultants who aren't on the call, I want to just encourage you to stick with it and please listen to this call a couple times and go out there and be responsive and get back with us and let us know how we can help and please share your stories. And thanks everybody for joining the call, and you'll be getting an email for the next call, which will be on referral marketing with a referral expert named Paul McCord. Thanks everybody. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information.